I had no idea what exactly caught on, and then looked down and saw it was that, and it was just, yeah, less than a 1 in a million play.
Right. I mean, like, what goes through your mind? I mean, that can't be anything that you've seen before.
I mean, yeah, like, it's just like, basically, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Right. I mean, you're in the right spot. I mean, there's really nothing you can
there's nothing you can do. That's just, I don't know if that's the way it's going, but that's lotto ticket type odds there.
Sure. How close was that to the template of the way you need to play in order to have success during the stretch run?
Yeah, really close. I mean, 5-on-5 was pretty good. We didn't give them a whole lot. Give up a 5-on-3 goal and then that goal, and I felt like we had some good chances. Maybe a few more pucks, in behind their D and, get in front of the net a little bit more. But, for the most part, that was a pretty good game against a damn good team.
You guys don't see them a lot, but any reason for that animosity? Is this two intense teams?
I don't know. I think it was just, coming off the break, I think everyone knows that, the level picks up a little bit here. The level of hockey is going to pick up. So, felt like that was just, two teams preparing for it. And, it's not like we played them too long ago either. I don't know if there was bad blood left over from that game. But, it was a physical game. It felt, like a lot like a playoff game.
Andrew, how did you see that hit Coleman on Perreault there that obviously knocked him out?
Yeah, it was just kind of, blindside hit a little bit. I don't know if I'd call it dirty or anything like that. It was just kind of a hockey play. And, heard him screaming for it down the slot. It's a scoring chance for us, so you want to try and make that play. And just kind of caught him in the right spot, and he caught him pretty heavy. So, obviously French is a big part of our team, so losing him is going to hurt for, however he's out, or if he's out, I don't even know.
You often hear in sports the concept of a moral victory. Is there such a thing, and can a game like this be one?
I don't know if we're taking moral victories right now. I mean, there's some good things that we did, and the overall general theme of how we played, I think, is what we need to do for these last 30 games. But I don't think we're looking at moral victories right now.